In Northwest news, representatives from Washington have pledged to fight hard against cuts to the Environmental Protection Agency that would devastate efforts to clean up Puget Sound. They say a draft plan from the Trump administration would slash federal funding for the sound by 93% to just $2 million. More from 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Congressman Derek Kilmer says he's expecting to see substantial cuts to the EPA, including money for Puget Sound. But when the Oregonian reported details of a draft budget that would slash it to $2 million, he was shocked.
You know, many years back, Puget Sound funding was at the $50 million level, you know, and now we're in the 20s. To have it go to two would be truly devastating to the progress we're trying to make to recover the sound.
He says the money is needed to continue work on improving water quality, restoring shellfish beds, and revitalizing salmon runs. Kilmer and his colleague Congressman Denny Heck, both Democrats, formed the Puget Sound Recovery Caucus in 2013. They say the EPA money is vital because it's leveraged for matching funds from other federal agencies and local sources. The draft budget was leaked to the Oregonian and is not yet final. Kilmer says he expects to see a final budget in a few weeks. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.